Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 14th September 2021. Top stories for today. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah today said another 15,669 COVID-19 cases were recorded in the past 24 hours. This brings the total number of cases recorded in the country past the 2 million mark for the first time. Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has asserted today Pakatan Harapan's disagreements with the government's move to resign its pledge to hold a confidence vote against the newly appointed Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. In his speech, the Port Dickson MP voiced his protest against the decision, in which he said calling off the vote was never part of the negotiations that led to the signing of a historic memorandum of understanding yesterday. The government said today it is injecting additional 45 billion ringgit into the COVID-19 fund, bringing the total to 110 billion ringgit. The latest memorandum of understanding signed by the government and opposition parties has also agreed to inject 10 billion ringgit in cash to the bottom 40% households, hardcore poor, urban poor and the middle 40% groups who have lost income. This cash payout will extend until 2022. Australia Victoria State today reported an easing in new COVID-19 infections as it looks to accelerate the vaccination rollout in Melbourne's hardest hit suburbs. A total of 445 new locally acquired cases were detected, down from the year's highs of 473 hit a day earlier. Melbourne hopes to come out of an extended lockdown through higher vaccination rates after ditching a virus elimination strategy as officials struggle to quell an outbreak fueled by the highly infectious Delta variant. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi returned to court today, a day after she did not appear because she was unwell, seeming relieved but saying she was still somewhat dizzy. The health of 76-year-old Suu Kyi is closely watched by Myanmar, where she spent many years in detention for challenging its military governments. She is on trial over multiple charges since her overthrow in February 1st coup. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.